Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
What's happening, Mr. Barbosa?
I'm good, and you, Mr. Kelman?
Good, good, good. All right, let's get into some of the biggest gaming news in this week's Game Zone on Kelman on Cliff Central. There seems to be no end in sight in terms of a release date for No Man's Sky. What is going on here? Why are we not going to see this game anytime soon?
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing because No Man's Sky was revealed all the way back in 2013, December of 2013, and I actually remember it quite vividly because it was revealed at the Video Game Awards show, which is like a pretty boring show, but that reveal of that game, like kind of out of nowhere from a developer that wasn't making anything close to as ambitious before then, it like blew everyone away. And since then, it's been one of the most anticipated games to be coming out in recent memory. So since then, it was announced for PC. It's coming to PS4. Sony managed to snag an exclusive deal with them for console exclusivity for No Man's Sky. So it's been like a huge player at the likes of E3 and Gamescom, especially during Sony's press conferences. They've made everyone aware of how great the game is looking and just how good it's going to be when it eventually comes out, which should have been the 21st of June. So earlier this year, developers Hello Games said that they would finally be bringing the game out like a week after E3, but reports during the week surfaced that it might now be delayed all the way until August. So it started off with the rumor at news site Kotaku, and they corroborated a lot of sources, and a lot of people since then from other websites have said they've heard rumblings about the delay also being fairly true. But it's not confirmed yet. There's a lot of speculation around it, and there's a lot of evidence to suggest that it's happening. And I expect, you know, they kind of don't want to talk about it just before E3, that, you know, one of the biggest games coming out that was scheduled for just after E3 is suddenly now going to take another 2 months more. It's standard. Like, game delays are just something people have to get used to, and I'm of the mind that they're not entirely bad, because at the end of the day, there's this really famous quote from former, the now late Nintendo president. He says that a late game can always be good. A bad game is bad forever. So, like, if you release a game early and it's shit and it's just bad, like, people are going to always remember that game's terrible. People will forget about a game being delayed for 6 months if, when it comes out, it's really, really good. And I think No Man's Sky has the potential to be this really fascinating procedurally generated space explorer, which is, like, it's beyond ambitious. This game is, like, blowing, you know, holes down the door just in terms of what it's trying to do, you know, the type of scale it's trying to recreate in terms of, you know, just a gaming piece of software. And I think that if they need 2 months more, then they should take the 2 months. They don't want a release that is, you know, bad for them. They don't want a buggy release. They don't want a lot of what, you know, games are now attributed to when they do launch and, like, servers don't work and things, you know, frame rates are really bad. So, you know, if they're going to push it to August, that's cool. I can't wait to play it. I just wish they would kind of confirm it so that, you know, we can realign our expectations and say, cool, end of August, that's rad. I'm down for it again.
I got to ask you, because you're in this industry and you're a game developer yourself, how do you know when a game is ready?
You see, that's difficult, and it's such a... I think it's something that a lot of people don't know as well. A game is ready, I think, when people who are creating it feel like is what they set out to create and what they think people will enjoy. So obviously there's certain checkboxes that they need to be adhered to, like, does the game run smoothly? You know, is it completely stable? It won't crash on people as soon as they try play it. Does it have, you know, enough content to justify the price? Stuff like that. But at the end of the day, creating games is a form of artistic expression, and people create games because they want to elicit emotions from people who play them. So when they feel that they've accomplished what they wanted to do with the game, I think that's when it's ready. And then, you know, they start getting down to the nitty-gritty of making sure that it runs on the hardware that it's meant to, and, you know, all those sorts of things. So it makes sense that games take a long time to come out. I think there's just this really weird way in which games are marketed, that some choose to announce, you know, their existence really, really early into the development cycle and some really late. And a lot of people who play games don't understand the amount of time and effort that kind of goes into creating those things, and that it's a really long and drawn out process. So sometimes when you get something like No Man's Sky, which was announced in 2013, it might not have, I mean, they may have been working on the game for like 6 months and, you know, that's nowhere near finished. And then people, as soon as they see the trailer, have this expectation that it's going to be out really soon and that, you know, suddenly magic happens and it kind of appears and the game exists. And that's just not the case. So it's clearly evident that people are learning about it, because if you look at Fallout 4 last year was announced at E3 and then came out in November. Like, people kind of knew that the game was being worked on, but it wasn't formally announced before, like, 5 months before it was going to be released. So by the time they showed it off, the game was almost, you know, kind of done. So it all depends on how the game's marketed and how it's worked. But in general, a game is ready when the developers feel that it's ready. And that's how it should be. A lot of the most successful games out there are shipped when they're ready, not when they're forced to be shipped sometimes.
Now, if it's difficult to figure out if a game is ready for release into the market, it must be just stupidly hard to decide if your console platform is ready. But Microsoft seemed to want to put themselves through this process. You're saying that they might be preparing to launch two new consoles soon? That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, and it's, again, really, really surprising. So a few weeks ago, we chatted about Sony possibly doing the same thing next year. They are apparently working on a console called the PlayStation Neo, which is basically going to be a PlayStation 4, like the one you can buy today, with just a little bit more power for it to power things like virtual reality games, because they're releasing their own VR headset at the end of the year, and to make certain games run better, look better, you know, kind of like just up the experience a little bit. And a lot of people find it very strange, because consoles in general have for a long time had this, you know, 5 to 7 year lifespan, where you had something like the PS3 and the Xbox 360, and they came out in like 2006, and they were early succeeded in both of them in 2013. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens between them launching and them releasing a new console, whereas the games that came out in the first year and the last year are almost completely different, but it's still running on the exact same, you know, console. So it was very strange for console gamers to kind of get this thing of, well, I've had my console for 2 years and now I need to upgrade, or do I need to upgrade? Is this a new console? Is this something that I need to buy? And, you know, Sony haven't confirmed it, but they got people talking about this idea, and Microsoft just kind of like stoked the fires a little bit this week. Another rumor suggests that they will be doing the exact same thing next year. They'll be releasing something they're calling the Xbox Scorpio. It's like a code name right now, but it's basically the same thing. It's just a new Xbox One that's going to have a lot more power. They're looking at a partnership with the guys over at Oculus to get virtual reality on the Xbox, because Microsoft hasn't been making their own virtual reality headset. But essentially, it's like it's kind of the same thing. And it's got people talking again about whether this is a good idea. Do consoles now have a two-year lifespan? Is this a new console that you're going to need to, you know, suddenly drop another 6,000 Rand on just after you did that 2 years ago? Or is it something that's more like an iPhone situation? Like, you know, you get your iPhone 6 and you get your iPhone 6S. And if you're on a 6, you don't really need a 6S. Like, it's cool to have, but you can totally wait for, you know, the 7 and you'll be completely fine. So until Microsoft and Sony start talking about this realistically and what they actually plan to achieve by doing this, it's all, you know, people getting very scared about whether their console is going to be redundant now. And just in terms of how developers are looking at this, a lot of them don't like this idea because it's suddenly more work for them. You know, suddenly instead of developing for Xbox and PlayStation, they've got now two Xboxes, two PlayStations. It's additional work, it's additional time, and most importantly, it means more money that they need to spend just to get the games out on, you know, the standard platforms that people play on. So it's all very strange, and I think at E3 a lot of this is going to be cleared up. I just hope that it's not, you know, I hope the console industry isn't going into this weird space which is making it just as expensive as PC gaming, because consoles exist because PC gaming is too expensive, and it's good that there's competition in that space. They can't become the same thing, because a lot of people are then going to miss out.
Absolutely, absolutely. Competition is always a very, very good thing. Okay, let's wrap it up with this. The reappearance of a game title which ironically has the word ghost in it. What's up?
Yeah, so Ghost Recon Wildlands. Ghost Recon Wildlands was revealed at E3 last year. It's a sort of complete reimagining of the franchise, a really popular franchise from Ubisoft, under the Tom Clancy name, obviously. And since E3 last year, we haven't actually seen anything about the game. It kind of They said, here's the game, we're busy working on it, these are some of the cool ideas we've got, now we're going to carry on working on it. And they haven't said a thing since then. It changed yesterday with a brand new trailer for the game just ahead of E3, which kind of suggests that there's going to be a huge focus on the game at E3 under Ubisoft's booth. But essentially what Ghost Recon Wildlands is a sort of open world tactical shooter where you're going to be playing with up to three friends in this really, really huge map of set in Bolivia. And what makes Wildlands interesting to me, at least, is this sense that your actions within this sandbox world have a direct reaction on how your enemies, you know, move and kind of interact in this world. So, for an example, when I saw the game at E3 last year behind closed doors, because they didn't show a lot off to the public, we had this like team of four people, and they were trying to get in on this drug cartel to take out this like big drug lord. But it was like a really heavily fortified area and whatever. So they thought, okay, let's create a bit of mayhem in this nearby settlement. It will draw out some forces there, and they can sneak in from behind and like have an easier time taking down this kingpin. And there's a lot of cool things you can do within the game's world, which has its, you know, computer-controlled AI react really realistically to it. So it's very different in terms of what Ghost Recon usually does, but at the same time, it's still got this core focus on tactical shooting and teamwork and, you know, this heavy focus on this elite unit within the U.S. military that is, like, completely unknown to everyone else. So I'm excited to see a lot more of it at E3. I think it's going to be one of Ubisoft's biggest games, and I'm hoping it comes out this year. They haven't revealed a release date, but it's looking likely to be a, you know, November, December type game.
Mm. Cool. A lot of stuff going down in the world of gaming. Always cool to get your take on what's happening, and you keep us in the know, so thank you very much for that. Alessandro, how do we keep up with you 24 hours of the day?
You can catch me on Twitter any time of the day, at Caption Barbosa, and then writing for LazyGamer.net every single day.
Fantastic. Alessandro, thank you so much for that update there.
Cool, man. We'll chat next week.
Power up. That there is the Game Zone with Alessandro Barbosa at Caption Barbosa out on these Twitter streets. He done told you his damn self. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.